This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Colorado will have a clearer picture of its budget situation when state economists release their forecast tomorrow. CPR's Benta Berkland has more.
The economic forecast will allow state lawmakers to begin finalizing the annual budget bill. A few months ago, Colorado had extra money to spend, but now there will be a shortfall that could be as high as $4 billion because of COVID-19. The legislature comes back to the state capitol at the end of May to deliberate these deep cuts to various programs, from education to health care and tourism. The Joint Budget Committee will continue to make recommendations this week. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
Members of Colorado's congressional delegation are showing where their priorities lie through bills they've introduced and letters they've sent pushing for changes. CPR's Caitlin Kim reports the list is long.
Senator Michael Bennett and Representative Jason Crow want a health force. Representative Joe Neguse is pushing to protect the Postal Service. Senator Cory Gardner wants nonprofits to get more help, while Representative Scott Tipton is pushing for an end to U.S. reliance on China for pharmaceuticals. These are just some of the ideas, this last week alone, coming from the delegation. They join new measures to help the nation further address COVID-19, from direct aid for rural communities to stopping price gouging on goods. The House is expected to unveil its latest recovery bill in the coming days. In Washington, D.C., I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
Some businesses in Denver are reopening after the city's stay-at-home order expired this weekend. Bars, restaurants, and other places where people gather in large groups are still closed. This is CPR News.